What started about a year ago as a push for safer schools has turned into a war of words between Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools and Centegix, a company that sold the district a panic alarm system. WFAE's Andos Helms reports.
As the school year began, CMS demonstrated the panic alarm badges it had bought from Centegix, saying it would let employees call for help, trigger lockdowns, and keep their kids safer.
Lockdown. Lockdown. Lockdown.
Now Superintendent Ernest Winston and Centegix are swapping accusations. Each says the other is failing students and employees. Winston says the system hasn't worked consistently since testing started in spring of 2019.
One of the risks in relying on a system that doesn't work all the time is a false sense of security for our students and staff.
But in a news release sent Wednesday, a day after Winston said he'd try to get the district's money back from Centegix, the Atlanta-based company accused him of making false claims that, quote, appear to be politically motivated. The statement says Winston's decision represents a step backward for student safety. That statement says after Winston announced a 30-day deadline to get the system working, Centegix employees worked on an accelerated schedule and met the agreed-upon criteria. The system is now flawless and fully operational, the statement says. It also complains that the company couldn't get responses from CMS leadership. Centegix says the system was used as recently as Wednesday morning to trigger a modified campus lockdown for an unspecified event at Geringer High. It cites other successes, including a full lockdown launched by an Independence High employee after a credible gun threat there, and weather alerts in response to last week's tornado warnings. Purchase orders show CMS agreed to pay Centegix $1.7 million to install the crisis alert system in 26 schools. Winston says he'll try to recoup the $1.1 million already paid and won't pay the $600,000 outstanding. After Tuesday's meeting, Winston declined to discuss details of the Centegix claims, nor would he elaborate on how he planned to get the money back.
I believe my report was complete. I have nothing further to add to the report.
Winston hasn't responded to a request for comment on the new Centegix statement. Centegix sent the written statement but did not respond to WFAE questions about whether it would refund the money CMS has paid or try to collect the remaining $600,000. Winston emphasized Tuesday that despite the problems with the panic alarms, CMS has other safety measures in place, including locks and video cameras at schools, a new gun-sniffing dog, and random bag searches at high schools. For WFAE News, I'm Andos Helms.